see trees of green, red roses too.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor of Global Business News and your broadcast host on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com, coming to you today from two places, New York City and Old Town in San Diego, California. Our special guest today is a well-known executive in the corporate housing business, Mr. Kenneth Flaness, who is CEO and founder of Nectar. Nectar is all about luxury furnished apartments. Let's welcome Kenneth Flaness. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ed. How are you today?
That's great. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I want to jump right into this. Tell us about Nectar. That's N-E-C-T-A-R. That's Nectar, FA.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, tell us about Nectar, how you chose that name, and briefly, what is it?
Well, it's so funny, Ed. You know, for years now, I've been always wanting to start my own corporate housing company. I come with about 15, 20 years experience in the hospitality business. And, you know, I had a lot of the clients and contacts. I had the inventory know-how in New York City, but the biggest challenge I had was the name. So speaking to some friends of mine in the advertising world, we went through about 100 different names. And out of the 100 different names, we came, the top name was Nectar. And basically what Nectar... We have two parts of this. One is we have a hummingbird, which is our logo. And what hummingbirds are known for are the most active birds that go from place to place to get the sweetest nectar. So we correlated that with my business. Basically, my associates are the ones going from place to place getting the best housing solution for our clients. And as we go from place to place, just like the hummingbird does, that's how we came up with Nectar. And at the end of it, we call it Home Sweet Home, which is Nectar is very sweet, and so is our apartment.
All right, well, that's a really a nice approach, and it is certainly different. These are luxury furnished apartments, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So, we, you know, there's lots of different corporate housing apartments all around the world, and what we specialize in is truly A-plus properties, high-end finishes. We really want to stick to that. That's our core. That's what I have a lot of history in. The team that's on board at Nectar, we truly specialize in the white glove service, the high-end product, and giving that TLC to our high-level corporate executives.
So is this sort of like a Four Seasons type of approach, Four Seasons Hotel?
Yeah, very, very similar. Actually, what we've actually done is partner up with, actually in the New York City area, the Ritz-Carlton Residences, which is located in White Plains, New York. They're specialized Four Seasons Ritz-Carlton with that high-end white glove service. We're managing about 40 apartments right up in White Plains, mimicking that model through the Nectar name and service and quality, and just bringing that actually just to another level. So whether we're in White Plains, actually at a Ritz-Carlton residence apartment, or in a high-end luxury building in Manhattan, we mimic that same quality and service across the board.
Okay, so what kind of volume do you have currently, and where are you going? Meaning, not so much about sales, I don't care about that, but the diversity of locations and diversity of types of units at this high level, are there many? Is it a growing business?
You know, it's definitely a niche market, you know, because like I said earlier, there's all different types of corporate housing. You have a youth hostel, you have student housing, you have interns. You know, what we specialize truly is in A-plus buildings. We're based in New York City, which is what our core market is. We're a boutique operator, which means we're not going to be everything to everyone. But more, we're specialized in just in New York City alone. We're in about 7 different buildings. Sometimes we take the whole building, or if it's a boutique type style, or we'll be in a luxury high-rise that we take a number of apartments. In the New York City tri-state area, we're in a location called White Plains, New York, New Rochelle, New York, as well as the New York City 5 boroughs. Outside of that, we've expanded into the Pennsylvania market in the Philadelphia area, where we have 2 locations. And that's really on the East Coast is really what we specialize in those 2 locations.
Now, you specialize in this because of the global business nature of the region itself, correct?
Correct, yeah. I mean, you know, my team, you know, we have 30, 40 years of corporate housing experience on the Nectar team based in New York here. Everyone has a lot of specialties, whether it be sales, inventory management, really the relationships with these landlords in a tri-state area here, where we can really give the true experience of the Ritz-Carlton Four Seasons, from the check-in with the concierge to if you do have a service issue in your unit, that you get it remediated, you know, fixed immediately within a 24-hour period, 7 days a week. So it's not only having an apartment, but it's every level of that service.
Okay, so the people who will be staying at Nectar, is there such a thing as a typical customer?
Yeah, in our corporate housing apartments, since we are a boutique operator, we're really out there to give that TLC service, really the truly the Disney experience for every customer that comes into our apartments. When we do that, it's truly everything from CEOs of companies to high-end celebrities. Sometimes when you're dealing with that type of level of an executive, there's many other needs that they request or their assistants request. And we're on call 24 hours a day for these executives. So we're at their beck and call, you might say. But at the same time, we're giving a product that we're proud of, and we have a very good track record with.
Right. It sounds like a lot of work. So you have a well-trained staff, I assume.
Yeah, we have. You know, from the team at Nectar, we have a strong team of 9 employees now, and being a boutique operator in New York. From the whole entire team here, all our corporate housing specialists that have truly been in the industry for multiple years across the board and really know what it takes to make sure the customer gets that white glove Disney experience from check-in to check-out.
So let's double back now and tell us about you, Ken. Did you grow up in this business, or is this something that you navigated towards?
You know, it's funny. I was born in the U.S. in a place called Brooklyn, New York. And I moved to Europe, and I lived in Scandinavia for half my life. While I lived in Scandinavia, Norway, I started the first hotel ship in Scandinavia. Coming from a hospitality background, starting that business up as a summer hotel really gave me the backbone to, you could say, the furnished rental hotel business. From there, I decided to come back to the U.S., and I worked at an amazing company called Oakwood Worldwide, and I wound up being in a sales role here in the New York area, as well as being the inventory manager. I assisted Oakwood branding many of their buildings that they still have currently today. And from my venture and as working my way up the ladder to the district manager of Oakwood, I wound up going to a company called Silverstein. The gentleman Silverstein, he owns a World Trade Center site in New York, and I built a business from scratch for them, which wound up being called Silver Suites Residence. I was really proud. I treated it like my own company. And I built up an enterprise where we had almost about 500 plus units here in New York City. You know, they were focused on New York, and I had aspirations of truly doing this on my own for many years now. And I decided at this time in my career and stage of my life, I wanted to take this and go to the next level and expand to tri-state and giving that TLC quality service and being an owner of my own company.
Well, congratulations on developing the idea, number one, and number two, actually taking the plunge and making it happen. And obviously, it's being accepted in the marketplace. So kudos to you and your team.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, it's a true honor speaking with yourself, Ed, who is very respected in the industry. And it's so funny, when I finally decided to go out on my own, so many colleagues and friends from the industry, you know, from all the years that I've been, all the different companies that have been out there, they've been so supportive and so engaging. And from the properties, the developments, to other corporate housing providers across the U.S., how they've reached out and said, hey, Ken, we love your staff and your team, and we love to work with you. And if, you know, if we'd like to send you business, if that would be okay. And, of course, my doors are open to any type of business. We've been definitely well received, and it's a true honor.
I'm on your website right now, and once again at Nectar, NECTARFA.com. That's NECTARFA. FA means furnished apartments, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. NECTARFA.com. It's a nice site, very easy to read, and nice light colors. So it says you have furnished apartments, corporate housing, short-term or long-term, concierge services available, white glove, 24-hour service. What's the difference between corporate housing and furnished apartments, or is that just a way of segmenting?
It's a way of segmenting. You know, folks that are more on a corporate level understand corporate housing. Furnished rentals would be more of maybe more for the entertainment world or someone, you know, relocate. You know, we might be dealing with a high-level executive that might be redoing his apartment or going for treatments at a hospital in New York City where they would go off there more of a furnished rental versus a corporate housing. Corporate housing in a corporate world, whether it's a big bank or something like that, would understand that terminology more versus, say, a furnished rental.
I see. So it's a way of segmentation with the branding. That's very fascinating, actually. How many units are you operating now?
Yes, as of August 1st, which is this week, we'll be actually over 100-plus units, which is since we really started February 23rd, we've been in operation for about 5 months now. And we're over 100-plus units. And the risk with 100-plus units in New York, a place like New York City, you have to sign long-term leases on these. So we're stuck, we're on a hook, and we're definitely have to market these, manage these, and it's definitely making a nice footprint into the Tri-State area.
Okay, we've been talking with Kenneth Fornes, who's CEO and founder of Nectar Furnished Apartments in the New York area and Philadelphia. So about Philadelphia, that's, of course, where Comcast is, and so I know they're very active there, and they have quite a bit of magnetic pull in Philadelphia, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Comcast is such a big company. They're actually in the process of building their new tower there as well. And, you know, they work with multiple providers in the Philadelphia area. Where we would specialize more would be the higher-end executives that would need that little white glove service, as I mentioned earlier, versus, say, all their executives. So, you know, it's a little niche market that we have some inventory in, and we're there to cater any high-level executives that would need that extra little push TLC service.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much for your time today on Global Radio Talk Show. We've been talking once again with the CEO and founder of Nectar Furnished Apartments and Corporate Housing in New York area and Philadelphia. These are places for business leaders and executives, upscale housing for either short-term or long-term. Looking at their website, and absolutely promised to be white glove service and Ritz-Carlton Four Seasons level. Ken, do you have any last words you'd like to say?
I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity, and I'm a big fan of Ed Cohen and your company, and I've been definitely involved in multiple conferences you've had in multiple locations across the U.S. So definitely a proud member, and then we look forward to hearing a lot more from you and the team.
Thank you. This is Ed Cohen in Old Town San Diego with Ken Fornes in Midtown Manhattan, signing off GlobalRadioTalkShow.com.
What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.